following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Gifts and smoking accessories are on sale right now at reduced prices, including a large selection of Woodwick candles, vaporizers from Puff King, Grenco, Wolf, and Stealth Hybrid, shirts, hats, and adult novelty gifts. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, the podcast that is zigging and zagging and doing different things all the time. You know how it goes, you know, as I adjust my notes. Oh, Ricky, what are you using notes for? You never used notes before. Well, I haven't, but I do now because I'm addled and there's a lot going on. This is episode 147. I know that last week I said we would be featuring the music of the Fast Mothers. My apologies to the Fast Mothers. They will be up next week. This week, I'm pulling something that we did on the air. I don't know that many of you caught it. It was a great interview. It was a lot of fun. Earl the Pearl Banks and Ashley Bishop joined me for an episode of The Booze and Blues. They didn't have much time. They only had about, I don't know, 45 minutes or so. And we played a couple of songs, and there's actually about three songs in here. But great stuff. Earl is a great guy, just a very talented man, great songwriter, and a perfectionist by any means. But we're talking blues in here, too, and this guy is just something else. And our friend Mr. Ashley Bishop joined him as well there in the studio, and we talked about Mississippi Bigfoot and some other fun stuff, too. So it's a great time, especially when the two of them kind of started interviewing each other. Here's how it all went down. It was on Radio Memphis right here from Radioland. We are joined in studio by our old friend, Mr. Earl the Pearl Banks is here. How you doing, Earl?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's always good to see you, my friend.
Well, it's nice to be here.
Yeah. Ashley Bishop from Mississippi Bigfoot's in the room, too. What's up,
man? Yeah. Mr. Bigfoot.
Mr. Bigfoot.
Why do I got to be a Mr. Bigfoot?
Well,
because Mrs. Bigfoot just doesn't fit you.
Hey, you know, speaking about that, we was coming down the highway last night in the fog.
Yeah.
Coming back from Clarksdale. We did a little show down there at Ground Zero, and Earl looked over at me and said, "Ashley, can you see?" I said, "Probably no better than blind Mississippi Morris right now. Pretty foggy, but I can see a little bit."
Yeah.
He said, "Man, what if a deer jumped out in front of you?" I said, "We're in trouble.
It'd be venison."
Yeah.
Be time to cut steaks out of
you. I said, "Well, what about a Bigfoot?" And he goes, "Oh, no, them Bigfoots are tucked away right now making love, Ashley. They ain't right. They're smarter than that."
They're smarter than that.
You won't be out there.
You guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Really did.
Good.
I think I ate too much.
I think I didn't want no more turkey, but I'm going to eat a lot of cake.
You eat some cake. That's where that's at.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Al would say.
Absolutely.
Well, it's Christmas time, you know, and he said, "You don't want no turkey, you don't want no cake."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to kind of got to roll with it between here and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
You guys been doing okay then? You've been playing a lot? You working? What you got? I saw you at the Bonafide Blues Fest this past fall when you played over the Blue Monkey. I sat right up there up front and watched you guys. And that was one of the most impressive sets of music I'd ever heard. That band you have is absolutely incredible.
Well, they got to be right to work with me, Colt.
I noticed that.
Yeah. They got to be right.
There was a problem, I think, and you straightened them out pretty fast.
Yeah, that's mean. What's the bass player name? Don. No, one play with Eric.
I know this about you.
Yeah, I stop him, woman.
You turned and looked at me and said, "Ashley, you are fired." I said, "For what?" He says, "You are not in the right key, sir." I said, "Well, it looks right to me." He said, "But you can't hear it."
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Yep.
He plays in a different key. He tunes way different. He's a half a step up. So if I'm E standard, you're an F.
I'm somewhere, but I know where I am.
Yeah,
it's different. E sharp is F, so yeah, you'd be up in F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's a half step off.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, I mean, whatever works. Are you playing open tuning, or are you, you're standard up, right?
Standard, half a step up.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, hey, whatever works, man, you know.
He tuned, if you're E standard, he tunes to F.
Well, and you got to have some guys on that stage that know where you're at, too. That's the key,
now, well, if I
so
tune,
to speak.
If I tune the way I know the tune.
He right. plays
and,
it.
And I tell you.
You never know.
Right.
I tell you A flat. That's what it is.
But
you
just don't watch his hands.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Don't watch.
You screw up a harmonica player pretty quick.
Right. I tell him, if I tell him C, right. He better get in C.
Yeah,
you know, he better know what key to play in.
Yeah, you better.
I'm going to hear him.
Yeah, you better figure out what's going on.
Yeah. And in fact, I've been out there a long time. I've been out there playing music a long time. I never could read.
Yeah.
And very, just know how to write. But I've been playing music a long time.
You tell me you don't know how to push a pencil?
Just write my name. And sometimes I put an X while the B's supposed to be.
Really?
Yeah.
The old make your mark.
Right.
Yeah.
That ain't no lie.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you on that one.
Well, that's true.
I don't know.
I don't know about all that, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if it gets you through, you know.
That'd get me through.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
I've been just trying to dig the story he told me.
What's that?
About 2 weeks ago, we were coming from somewhere. I can't remember where we were at, but he tell me old age is hell.
Yeah, well, it is.
You've got that song. We're going to play it later. That song that you did, which is one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, you know, after all that recording, I done that song on Brad Webb House.
Yeah.
And I never could get the band to play it. I never do because the keyboard player I got, Archie Turner.
Yeah.
He played too many fields. I tell him, I said, you play too many fields for him. Just play some chords. So if I ever get him to play it, I would start back playing that song.
So you're saying he's professional?
I don't know. He done played with a lot of people.
He's professional.
Yeah, but it's Earl's band. If he wants comping back there behind him,
right.
You know, damn it, let him comp, you
right.
know?
Right.
You know?
Earl wants footballs thrown on him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Add the chord, sir. Just the chord.
You have to add a chord there.
Well, it's a great song. It's simple, but it's got a great comfort vibe to it, you know? You know? And that's one of your originals, too, isn't it?
That's one of my
Which
original.
One is it?
Old Age is Hell.
Old Age is Hell.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know it?
I do, but I want you to tell the story. I'm trying to dig the story out of you because we're on air, bro. And, it's only this doesn't happen very often.
Well, I know it.
And I think the people really need to know what's behind it.
Well, if you get old, you're just going to get old.
No. come on, Earl.
Yeah. That's about the best I can tell you.
No.
Oh, come on. There's got to be a story behind it. Aside from just the obvious.
There is, and I'm trying
well,
to figure it
just,
out.
Well, I was just sitting down one day, and I was writing. I wasn't joking. I wasn't smoking. I was just writing. And at that time, I could write some good stuff because I was joking and I was smoking. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
I sit down and write that song. I was saying, you know, just the other day I was walking down the street and I met Rufus Tone. He was walking his dog. And I said, Rufus, how you feeling today? He said, I feel fine, Earl. How you feel? I said, my body's getting stiff and I got cramps in both of my legs. I got cones on my feet, big as Jay Bird head. Gas on my stomach, 11 inches is very poor. I took some X-Lax. You know what X-Lax do for you, don't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
You better believe in 360s too. That's some bad stuff, boy. So it goes on and on.
Nah, I want to hear it.
Well, and the next thing I say, when I was writing, I say, oh boy, I'm getting old. And I say, my sex life is getting short, and it's a thing of the past. Don't kid yourself, Ashley Bishop. That's something never going to last. I should have said you. Don't kid yourself, young people. That's something never going to last. You're either going to soak in the bathtub or your body going to smell. I'm trying to tell you, old age is hell. So I got nothing planned and I got nothing to expect. I'm just waiting for the postman to bring me my Social Security check.
That was the story you told me.
Right. And all my priors and orders and my will is made out right. Because when you die and on the way to the graveyard, that damn sure going to be a fight. You know the relatives going to be.
I'm telling you, they're going to get you.
You know about it. If
you know I know.
Yeah, you done heard about it.
I've been there and witnessed it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I have.
You're going to have a problem. It's going to be some problem somewhere. That's about the size of that old age's hell. But there's some more verses to it, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's a whole story there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. I've always liked that song. When you first brought it to us, I heard it, I thought, man, that's just it, there's so many people that can relate directly to
yeah.
that, you know, and that's just it. Especially a lot of guys that have been through this room on this show. There's a lot of old blues guys in here that get it. They understand exactly what Earl the Pearl Banks was talking about over there.
Of course, when I was writing the song, I let Howard rhyme here, you know.
Yeah.
Man, he said, boy, you got a hit record there. I said, well, I hope.
I hope so. Yeah.
It just been laying around doing nothing but catching dust.
Well, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
You know, and then they get out there and you never know who's going to hear it. And right. in fact, I've got it coming up here in just a little while. And I also have this other tune of yours, which I guess is your latest. You got this lady, Carmen Marie, singing with you on it. Yeah.
No, she's not singing. That's April, one of her friends.
Oh, I got you.
But Carmen, she written the record. And,
she wrote it with her.
Yeah.
It's called Dancing Bird. What's the story behind that song?
Well,
there's
no story behind that. She just wrote the song and asked me, could I do it? And I said, I'll try. So it kind of worried me back here before I got the thing recorded.
Yeah.
It would wake me up at night, and I just thought about it. So I put the music to it.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go to it. And I took Leroy Hodges, Howard Grimes, Charles Hodges, and...
good God, man, that's a lineup.
Yeah. And
that's the A-team there.
That is the A-team.
Then I had some more fella there. What's his horn player name?
Charles? Charles Campbell?
No, not Charles Campbell. He was there. Charles Campbell is a little baritone on there.
Yeah?
Mike Keegan.
Mike Keegan's good.
He played tenor saxophone on there. And Mickey Gregory, he played trumpet. And I put it down, and we went to Scott Beaumont's studio and cut it. That's the last.
Scott Beaumont?
Yeah.
That's a monster.
Yeah.
Well, that's a hit team right there, man.
Yeah.
Where was this done?
At Scott Beaumont.
When?
I just did this thing about 3 or 4 months ago.
I was going to say, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's a pretty new tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it coming up here in just a minute.
Yeah, how'd you get a copy? And I don't got a copy.
Because I'm special, Ashley.
Yeah,
I thought I was special.
He's the bird that dances.
Man. Oh, man.
I
want to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play it.
What I got to do?
Sit around.
Sit and listen.
Over here, hang out with my blow-up doll girlfriend up on the wall.
No, let her be at peace.
Let her be at peace. The Kabakovs were in here last weekend, Gary and Diana, and Diana walked over and got her a handful of that, and she said, I can't keep my hands off of that.
Did you say that that was Ashley's girlfriend?
I did, and she was impressed with the fact that your girlfriend likes to wear oven mitts.
Yeah.
Oven mitts?
Yeah, she's got a thing.
She got some hot pants.
Them hot pants, see, if you really pay attention to it, that's got that little Mississippi Bulldog Bell color thing going. it's got the little Mississippi Bulldog.
All those tags.
Mississippi State.
All those tags she got around her neck. What are they for out there?
Oh,
it makes me think Archie Turner been through here.
Well, there's some stuff that the staff has gone to and gotten credentials, and we just threw them around her neck, and there they were.
Yeah.
That's Rick's VIP collection, sir.
That's not entirely mine, but there's a good number of them up there.
You got a lot of your name up there.
Well, you know how it goes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to play this song here while you're here, and then we'll chat a little bit more after it, because I know you guys are getting out to Brad's jam tonight.
Yeah.
Where's he playing tonight?
Hard Rock.
At the Hard Rock. Oh, that's that jam. I had a moment here, but let's play this thing here, Dancing Bird, and that way y'all can hear it and we can talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, here it is, right here on the Booze and Blues Radio Memphis.
You know I used to love you, baby, but I want to be your girl.
about that? That's all right.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And you hadn't heard that before?
No.
You're sitting next to the man that did it.
I know. I'm trying to figure this out.
That's a hell of a song. It's almost a hit right there with the old age as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's special there.
It is special.
I like it.
Yeah.
The way
you did that guitar work in there is wow.
Well, like I said, it kept me up at night.
Yeah, I bet.
I called him and tell him, I said, look, we got to do something with this thing here because it's bothering my wrist. And I go to bed at 11 o'clock at night when I with the Bigfoot. He kept me up late at night to 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, good God, yeah.
I can't stand it because...
You were saying the song kept you up all night. Is it you knew the lyrics and you knew sort of the melody? Is that or it was just kind of just knocking at you finally?
I really wanted to get the song together.
Yeah.
And get it over with because, like I said, it was bothering me. It was waking me up at night.
But to keep it in the pocket, simple like that, like B.B. King would do it.
Yeah. Oh, it's sweet.
That's a trick. I mean, that's not just... If you'd put that in anybody else's hands, that guitar wouldn't have came out like that. That's all I'm saying. Those horns are killer. And,
yeah.
I mean, we know the musicians that you're talking about, so we know it's going to come out
great.
You know, no matter what song it is, the arrangement's going to be out of this world.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that Memphis vibe, but, you know, to keep that guitar in that B.B. King world, you know, that old...
The single string melody.
Yeah. Standard kind of...
There's a Chicago thing going on in there, I think.
Buttermilk, creamy tone, you know, just to keep it there and not, you know, get it carried away.
Well, why not just a old plain country? You put the buttermilk in there. That's ain't the cow from the country. Where's the cow from?
The cow's from the country. The
cow's from the country. And the cow's from the cow.
Yeah, so, I'm the milkman, son.
You're right. That's the milkmaid song. Turner.
You know, the other side of that is I'm the milkman son. Yeah. I can milk on them titties till the milkman comes.
Right.
Or the udders, whatever you call them.
Whatever you want to say.
Well, they got electric milk machine now.
I know. I'm talking about the country.
Oh, country. Okay. That's a hand milk.
Not talking about the city.
Yeah.
So when you got that song put together finally... And you took it to the band. Was it an easy process to go ahead and lay it down? Was it pretty quick to translate it to these guys?
Well, what I did, I took it to Mickey Gregory. I had him play the horn lines for me.
Yeah.
He told the fellas what I wanted. And so Leroy Hodges, he already knew about the bass line.
Yeah.
His brother Charles. And, you know, Charles and Leroy and Howard worked with Willie Mitchell and Al Green. You know,
they know
how to do that.
Sure.
And so it didn't take long.
And it was just boom. There it was.
We laid it down the first time, but the horns had a little problem with it.
And then April came in and laid her vocals on there.
That's what you call a click track, isn't it?
Yeah, click track. Yeah.
Then turn around. I had to do the song, but I think that she did a better job than I was saying because my voice is leaving me. I think
I don't think so. No, you've got a great voice, but I see why you used her though, or why she wanted, or you had her on that record because I think it fits that song very well.
Yeah. I think I really say that she did a better job than I did. But I went back in and did it over. So Carmen, she liked it and she told April about it.
Yeah.
April listened to it. She said, "Oh, that's old," but anyway.
Yeah.
Old man sung the song. I like my age. I hope I get on some more.
Hey, yeah, well sure.
Yeah.
No, it's great. Now, is April from Memphis? Is she?
No, April's from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, she's Canadian.
Yeah.
All right.
BC, I think.
Well, she certainly got that Memphis sound.
I think she's a voice teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just taught me a lesson.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She'll teach anybody a lesson, yeah.
But see, I went back in and done the song over. You ain't heard my version yet.
I don't think, unless you played it at the Bonafide, I didn't.
No, that's one thing. I don't play my reps when I'm, because I don't have the proper guys with me to do it.
Well, that song, because that's going to be kind of hard for any bunch of sidemen to fill those shoes.
Yeah, you're talking about two different things.
What you mean?
Well, there's a difference in a hamburger and a steak.
Well, I know that.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you about steak.
Okay, tell me.
Now, just because I can't eat me no snake. No state. It don't put me in a bad mood. I had somebody reading the paper to me the other day while people's eating dog food. See, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I'm doing fine.
You got to count your blessings where they're at, actually. That's what
I was going there, but okay.
Come on, tell me.
So you got somebody eating dog food when you're reading newspapers.
Yeah.
Well, are you sure that wasn't your dog?
I had somebody read the paper to me while people was eating dog food.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm doing fine. Now, come on, tell me about your hamburger and cheeseburger.
All I'm trying to say is that...
Hamburger, ham, cheeseburger.
Well, no, hamburger, cheeseburger, steak, potatoes, whatever it is. In the musician world, there's levels of, you know, knowledge of your instrument.
Yeah.
There's guitar players in this town that are way further, you know, have a lot more knowledge than I do.
Yeah.
You know that. And there's some that have less. I mean, there's on that road, I mean, you're talking about musicians that... They've recorded hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of... They've got more studio hours than most people do behind the wheel of their car.
A mule, a plow, some they know what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what you need.
Yeah, I mean, somebody like me, I've got 10 years of hard studio time and 3 albums. You know, that's not a lot. I mean, somebody like Howard Grimes or... You know, Leroy, I mean, they're probably on 15, 18, 20 different records.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe more than that.
Well, what I lack about those guys, they don't try to outplay you.
No.
No, that's the way you are. You don't try to play the star.
Nah.
And I ain't no big star yet, but I'm working on it.
Now, if you come in and look for somebody to do a bunch of lead licks and outshine somebody, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
You come to the wrong show.
No, you're looking for musicians that learn to play with everybody else.
Make somebody else sound
right,
good.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and this is, like, for example, you take this in. This is your project, you know, along with Carmen here in April. But you've built a backbone and a foundation for her to sing on.
Right.
And that's where that talent is.
Right.
And you got those guys that know where to sit back and lay that pocket down and look at there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, listen and know what needs to go there and put what belongs instead of, you know, just, I don't know. You know, I've worked with a lot of people, and you have too. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about Memphis is that we do have those guys here.
Yeah.
And they're not trying to outplay the next guy.
They're trying to play, you know.
They're actually trying to blend and mold.
I sat back and looked at them. I said, well, look at him. He just out.
You're like, wow, I wish I could have this every night. But, you know, when these places only want to pay you $300 or $400, it's kind of hard to get an 8-piece band in there for that.
You're going to do what? If you're getting $300 or $400 and I got a gig, you're going to play what I sell. Either you need to get off the stage.
Yeah. Well, that's right. They're working for you.
Right.
It's your show. Not
right.
They didn't book it.
Right. Right. Thank you.
I understand. I get it with it.
I've been fired twice.
Maybe the third time. Are you never fired, though? Well,
I mean, I just got fired twice. Actually, you fired.
The sound man tells some of the musicians, said, your name ain't out there on any marquee. That's the Earl of Pearl out there.
Yeah.
You do what he asked you to do.
That's right.
That's right.
And he's the one that's basically signed your check.
Right.
But no, I don't actually get to work with Earl's band. I'm not on that level, sir.
That's a different thing.
You could.
Yeah.
You could. I don't know. You got a good thing going with Mississippi Bigfoot. That's a hell of a band, too. I mean,
yeah, but it's what he's doing is something totally different.
Well, that's the beauty of it. I mean, you guys have different styles amongst you, too. I mean, what are you guys doing these days? Have you got any new stuff coming?
Oh, yeah. We're in the studio now. We did a live track with Earl and Blind Mississippi Morris. We did, 17 tracks that night?
Something like that, yeah.
At Argent Studios last month. Yeah. And then we're working, that album's called Stepping in Old Steps. And then Mississippi Bigfoot, Dig Us a Hole, that album, we're hoping to have that out by like March.
Good.
Halfway through it now.
Fantastic. Well, give me a single. We'll get it on the air.
Yeah,
we're playing Tree Knocking over here. It's in regular rotation.
Is it really? I like that song.
Yeah, I do too.
I got that groove from R.L. Burnside.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. Yeah, it's that North Mississippi dead thumb getting it.
Yeah.
But see, that's just it. You guys are vastly different, you know? There's two separate styles sitting right here in this room.
Right.
I mean, Earl and I do a lot of shows together, and that's, you know, 10 years ago. We were sitting here talking about that today. 10 years ago was the first time I got a chance to do a show with him, and, you know, I've grown a lot.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot from these guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I really have.
Just getting out there and doing it. Yeah, you can't help but learn.
Yeah, a lot.
And that's the only way to learn, isn't that right, Earl?
That's right.
You got to get up there
really
and do it.
He really helped improve himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if he didn't improve himself, I tell you, well, Ashley, you're not. You need to come on and do it a little better. You ain't doing.
Wasting my time.
Yeah, yeah.
And your time too.
You read music. I can't. I cannot.
Well, I can only read percussion music.
Well, whatever, you know, I can't.
But I know the theory behind the guitar.
Yeah.
You know, I did study that,
yeah.
So I do know that the 12 keys. Yeah. You know, I still study it every day.
Well, you can put a sheet of music up in front of me. I wouldn't know it from a.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Flying helicopter.
I wouldn't either. It looks like a bunch of
Brian
dots.
Dome, whatever you call it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to read. But now those guys like Leroy, Charles, before Teeny Pads and him, and you know, you could put. Write out them charts and just do it, you know. But I can't do it. I don't know about reading. But now you put a record down there, it wouldn't take me no more than 30 minutes, maybe. If it's not real hard, and I can get it.
Are you talking about learning the music?
Learning the music, yeah.
You know, just playing it by ear,
yeah.
and figuring it out that way.
Right.
Yeah, but your magic spot is creating the song.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you're creating a groove, because you'll just sit down. I mean. Just last night you were doing it.
Yeah.
You just came up with a groove and boom, we were in it.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah, but I mean, you've done it for so long, you just kind of make stuff up as you go.
Yeah, like when I was 10 years old, my mom thought I was spending the night with some of my friend guys, you know, some of my friends. I'd be up in Moscow, Tennessee with the grown people.
No.
Yeah.
What was you doing?
Up there playing music with Joel Lewis, the bebop boy. That's when B.B. King started out.
He was bootlegging whiskey.
That was about 1948, 49.
Man, I was gone.
Throwing dice.
Yeah, shooting dice, too.
I know.
Drinking corn whiskey.
Yeah, now tell the truth.
I suppose I know.
Yeah, right.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out there with them, man.
Man,
and,
what was it like growing up through the 50s in the music business?
Dangerous.
No, I don't think it was the dangerous back in the 50s is now. It's dangerous.
Is it really?
I can remember when, like people used to say, you can sleep with your doors open, but now you can't sleep with your doors open.
No.
You better put some iron windows on your, some over your bars, shield.
Yeah.
Man, come somebody. Come on, shooting your house and all that stuff.
What'd you tell me? He said, yeah, if I can't feel my woman laying next to me, I'm going to feel my pistol.
That's right. That's right.
He told me that last night going down the highway. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's a hell of a line right there.
Yeah.
When I can't sleep with my woman, I'm sleeping with my pistol.
I can put my hand right on it. And I mean, I ain't got to get up and get and look in the drawer.
You ain't got to go looking for it.
I can just...
And there it is.
There it is. there it is. I really don't want to be. Well, I know maybe some of the people are listening, some not listening. But it ain't no problem. I don't want to kill nobody. I don't want to shoot nobody.
Nobody wants to do that.
No.
What do you want to do?
It don't matter.
Want to get them out of the house.
Get
them out of the house.
Yeah.
No, but playing in the 50s and the 60s must have been quite the adventure, though, because you were playing with legendary cats.
Well, yeah. I was playing on the stage with William Bell. Also, I had Earth, Wind, Fire come to get me to play with them. But I should have been gone a long time ago, as the Howlin' Wolf said. But it just wasn't for me. I don't know if it's for me now, but I'm keep on trying.
That's all you got
to
do.
That's what
are you trying to get to?
I'm trying to
make a living?
I'm trying to get me a big, pretty house like you.
You can have my place. For real, I even gave you the putter. Golf course right in the backyard.
No, I don't want no golf course coming through. No balls coming through my house.
Well, now I'm on the tee box, so that doesn't happen unless I got really wicked slots.
Yeah.
I know guys who do.
Wicked slots.
They got to be a 180. It's got to pull one of them Happy Gilmore jobs.
Yeah. Come on around it.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I know you guys want to head on down to Beale, and before I go, I'm going to play Old Age Is Hell, and I got tree knocking coming up after that too. So everybody knows.
I want to hear that Old Age Is Hell. I hadn't heard that either.
You hadn't heard that?
No, he doesn't give me a CD. He just hops in my car and we go play a show somewhere.
Let's go.
Well, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here it is.
This is a special dedication going out to all the senior citizens. That's including myself. You know, just the other day, I seen Rufus. I said, Rufus, how you feeling? He said, Earl, I feel fine. How you feeling? I said, my body's getting stiff. Cramps in both my legs. Corn hands on my feet, big as Jay Birdie. Gas on my stomach, elimination is very poor. I took some X-Lax last night, and I still even one for sure. I said, Lord, help him, help him. Help them to get well. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, old age is really hell. My sex life is getting short. It's a thing of the past. Don't kid yourself, young people. That's something never gonna last. Either soak in the bathtub or your body will smell. I'm trying to tell you folks, I say old age is hell. I say help them, Lord. Help them to get well. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, old age is really hell. Don't go to parties, can't dance anymore. I used to be a bad man out on the dance floor. Now my teeth is decaying, my eyesight is getting cold, and my hair is falling out. I say, all over the floor. I say, help on, help on to get well. Oh, yeah. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, old age is really hell. I got nothing planned, and I got nothing to expect. Just waiting for the postman to bring my social security check. I can't drink no whiskey, I can't take that jam. My bladder's so weak, I might do something in my pants. I say help him, Lord. Help him to get well. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, my prayers in order, and my will is made out right. On the way to the graveyard, that damn sure gonna be a fight. I say, help him, Lord. Help him to get well. Yeah. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, old age is really hell.
Yeah.
Old age is hell.
That's a good song.
That's a beautiful song.
Well, thank you, thank you.
There's a lot of truth in that song.
Yeah, well, I know that. Because when I told Howard Grimes, I said, Howard, listen to this. And I let him hear it a little. He said, boy, you got your hit. He said, that's a true song there. It fits everybody.
Now, when, is this CD out?
Yeah, that's on
who published it? Or who's pushing it out on the radio? Who's going to be your publicist?
Well, I sell them out of, you know.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Well, I'm telling you, I sell them as I perform.
So you're not going to put them out like B.B. King, Bluesville? You're not going to push them out on the radios?
If I get enough, whatever I need to do, I'll do it. If I don't.
We need to get you with Frank Rozak, sir.
You know, I was about to say the same thing. Because I know Frank, and Frank would eat you up.
Pushed our last album through. Yeah. He's good.
He's incredible. We've pushed a couple of our artists through there, and he's magical. He's a great, great guy. He's up out of he's from New York. But he's in Los Angeles.
There's no doubt about that. He's from New York. Yeah. He's hard to deal with.
I'll make him easy. Maybe
no, he's hard. He's a beast.
Yeah, well, I ain't got time for begging now.
No.
I ain't too proud to beg now.
You can tell he's from New York.
Yeah.
I know he lives in L.A., but you can tell he's from New York. He's all about his business.
He loves talking with you on the phone. Yeah. That's how he does business.
On the phone.
On the phone. He doesn't do email. It's on the phone. This is how we talk.
Yeah.
But he gets the job done really, really good.
Okay. Well, I was thinking about... I was talking to Scott Beaumont back here, and he said he gonna try to get me a label on Fat Possum. You heard of Fat Possum?
I know Fat Possum, yeah.
What's his name, Bruce Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's supposed to have been come down about a couple of weeks ago at Blue City and hear me play, but he never got to it. I got this fresh in his mouth. He made me think he's slipping on me, you know?
Right.
Like, what you call that, old hammers?
Yeah.
Like old age. Well, I'm gonna have to talk to him one day this week and nothing him.
How's that song go? Time keeps on going up the road again.
That's the way it go. Keep on rolling up the road again.
Yeah, I can't. I know that.
I don't know.
You made me think about that song.
Yeah.
That old Muddy Water song.
No, I ain't never heard it. If I hear it, I don't know what it is.
Time keeps on going up the road.
Yeah. By Muddy Water?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard it.
Well, actually, get him in touch with Frank.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get that album. Actually, I'm gonna send that album.
That whole record, and Dancing Bird is another. I mean, guy, you got to get that in front of Frank, man.
Well, is that the only song?
Huh? No. But I mean, just those two that we've played tonight need to go to Frank. I'll make sure Frank hears this, you know, later.
Yeah. What about an album? Do you have it completed? Is it one track, or do you have it all done?
I have it all done. It's all done.
Packaged up and all.
Yeah.
Just ready to go out the door.
With a little barcode on the back of it.
Why
ain't I got one?
He hand drew the barcode.
You ain't been wanting one. You ain't been wanting one.
I didn't know about it.
Well, you know
it
now.
You do now.
I'll get you one.
Man, I feel like a freaking kid that missed a school bus.
Well.
Like just went on past me.
Yeah.
Well, Earl, you need to hang on to a copy of it because you're going to have to get it to Frank.
Okay.
Because Frank's going to, he's going to make some magic happen for you.
Okay. I need it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Musicians need all the help they can get, and that's what Frank does. Yeah.
He's good. He did a lot of work for us earlier this year. You know, we did that 6-week European tour, and he put some radio stations together over there and, you know, some magazines and things. They did a lot of interviews with us.
Yeah.
You know, so he really did a lot of work there. And as far as launching our album, I mean, you know, it was stayed at the bottom of the charts for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and that wasn't like a state thing. That was
around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'd love to say, oh, man, we're just the best band in the world. But in reality, it was the fact that he did his job really well and pushed us out there. We just had the product to back it up.
Right.
You know, that was.
Then you got to play a lot of shows. Which you guys do.
Yeah, we've slowed down to get the CD done. Yeah. And then we, you know, it's one of those things that the IBCs are coming up here, and
are you in it?
We are. We're you know, we're not a band. We don't really like to compete. We're more of a family band.
Sure.
You know, Doug's like my brother, and Christina like my sister, and you know, Chris and I, you know, we're just like a family. So it's, and I think, you know, being on the road with some, you know, with five people as long as we were, it kind of, you know, you form that bond. And you know, we're just not really competitive with other bands. You know, we'd rather, you know, share our love and support other bands. And, you know, so that's, you know, that's a little, that's going to throw us off a little bit there.
But it's a good networking thing, though, if anything.
Yeah, but, you know, like we're competing against Vince Johnson, and I did a show with him last Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, so it's really tough when you're competing against your own family of musicians, you know.
They don't think of it that way.
We do.
You shouldn't. It's not a competition. It's a challenge, you know. And if, you know,
it's a competition.
And if you do well, great. If you don't, it's no big deal, you know.
Yeah, but it's hard to compete. It'd be hard to compete against Earl for me.
Would
be hard. It's hard to compete against, you know, Vince Johnson. It's hard to compete against like Sister Lucille or, you know, some of these other great bands that are a part of it, just because, you know, music isn't really a competition. You know, but I wish we could call it something else, and I wish it could be a different way. But,
like the International Blues Challenge?
Well, it's still a challenge, and only one winner, sir.
Yeah, well,
but
there is that.
I wish I could figure out a way to where everybody wins in a perfect world, but in this world that we live in, you know, you know what I mean? In this world we live in, music is a, you know.
Well, you got to take it as it comes.
It is a business, and at the end of the day, somebody has to stand. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not to get off track where we're at.
Well, I get you. Yeah, and I agree to you.
From a DJ, you understand it probably better than most.
Well, And this may sound kind of shocking here, but we don't participate in competitions or challenges with any of the musicians that we play because we don't want to create any animosity.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
In the rock world, yeah, that happens a lot. But in blues, it's not so much.
More of a family, and it's a small circle.
And everybody is almost related to somebody in some fashion or form. Yeah. But it's a good thing, and it is a family thing. So the challenge is looked at a little differently in the blues world.
Blues world is small, and it's a small. You know, everybody knows everybody. You know, I mean,
was it when Matt Isbell and the Ghost Town Blues Band when they came in second that several years ago? Matt said that was the greatest thing that ever happened by not winning it because my phone just wouldn't stop ringing.
Right.
We got booked. You know, like crazy.
Yeah, it really worked for him.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the way. You know, we're at the point as far as Mississippi Bigfoot goes. We have a lot of people that want us to come perform, but it's the in between shows.
Yeah.
You know, so we're actually, you know, we're in the middle of hunting for an agent, you know, somebody that can work for us to help us, you know.
A booker.
But, you know, we have that in Europe where, you know, that's where we launched everything. But we don't have it in North, you know, we have two agents in Europe that work for us.
Sure.
You know, and we've got Europe covered, but North America, you know, we've struggled with that, and I think all bands do.
I bet you're right, they do, unless they're doing it themselves. And
I don't think you can do it yourself.
You can't, because you don't have time for it.
Not just that, but I don't think you can afford to do it. I think you have to have somebody that's all they do.
And they're out there. The booking agents are out there, but you gotta look at cost. That's part of the deal, you know?
And I know most of them. And it's just one of those things that I think we're to the point to where we're going to try to do something different. You know, and I'm not going to let that cat out of the bag just quite yet, but we're working on some things.
Just pull the bus into town and say, we're playing, damn it.
Yeah. Rent the venues, you know, advertise the billboards, you know, do everything ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and just go ahead and create our own path and do our own radio advertising. And
There's something to be said for that, yeah. You know, there's something to be said for it.
You know, kind of, it's not nothing new, and it works. You know, do like a blues caravan, a Memphis blues caravan. Mm-hmm. You know, run two or three bands and go do 15, 20 shows.
And then come home and reevaluate.
Right.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Park the bus, right? Park the bus.
Was it the Muddy Waters? Was it not Muddy? It was John Lee Hooker said, he said, if you ain't playing, you paying.
Yeah.
That's the truth. Yeah. There's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah. A lot of truth. Fellas, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad I got to go.
It's always a thrill to have you guys down here. And one night we need to get both Bigfoot down here and get Earl down here with the band, and we'll set up over here in the big room, and we'll play big, man. It'll be fun.
We can do a live show in here.
You can do it. You can all set up in there, and we'll all individually mic'd and mixed, and we'll put it over here on the. Oh, it'll be big.
When do you want to do this?
As soon as my boy Ryan's ready, probably here early 2017, and you'll record it. How about that?
Let's do this.
Yeah,
you plan that out, and we'll put Earl the Pearl Bigfoot up in here. We might even get old Blind Mississippi up in here with us and do a whole new retake of Ardent that night.
We'll just do 3 hours of just live music and just let you guys go with it.
Yeah. Oh man, let's just get everybody in here then. Let's just throw a radio Memphis party.
Sound good to me.
Rotate them through.
Yeah. Rotate them through.
Yeah,
that'll be a good thing. You guys have fun tonight down at the Hard Rock for the jam and. Before I hit these spots, I am going to play Tree Knocking.
And I love that song.
It's a great tune. Mississippi Bigfoot here in the Booze of Blues, Radio Memphis.
down in the hills. Think I see my little swampland.
There's all them tumbleweeds going. Always from the west side, always from the west.
Oh, Lord, he's scary. He's scary.
Always scary. You know, my pappy used to have a moonshine spill down here.
We just can't go, we don't understand why. We gotta find us some Mississippi Bigfoot, y'all.
Sasquatch.
We may not find him, but we're damn well gonna try, y'all.
Over there, you better look out.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. Great deals on gifts and smoking accessories can be found right now at Wizards. Check out the large selection of Woodwick candles with new lower prices, vaporizers, shirts, hats, and so much more. Say Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 15 minutes from West Memphis, 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 years of age or older to purchase smoking-related items.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
The holidays tend to bring out the worst in all of us. You know that, don't you? I mean, you know, because, well, first of all, there's the so-called war on Christmas that everybody's all worked up about, which I still have failed to really see it. Look, I don't say Merry Christmas to too many people. Unless you're a Christian, then I'll perhaps say it. I tend to go with the more happy holidays. It's a little more generic happy holidays. You know why? Because I have Jewish friends, and I have Muslim friends, and I have people that don't celebrate Christmas as a traditional way to think of it. So, you know, I kind of like to cover all my bases with, hey, how you doing? Happy holidays. And this has gotten under the skin of a few people, and they get pissed off with me about this. It's Christmas, goddammit! I've heard that before. That's real Christian of you. Quit running the holiday down everybody's throat. You got me?
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
So how about that little conversation there with those two fine gentlemen there, Earl the Pearl Banks and Ashley Bishop right here from Radioland. You've heard what's coming up next week, plus music from the Fast Mothers. Like, I told it was supposed to be this week, but, we conflicts and schedules, you know how it goes. It just happens as such. So on that note, it's time for me to step on out of here and get in to whatever's left of whatever it is I'm doing today. Actually, I'm about to head back down to the radio station. Got some stuff to do down there tonight. We got a big show there, so it'll be fun. Perhaps it'll make an appearance over here or somewhere. I don't know. Look, y'all be sweet. Y'all take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And for God's sake, quit shooting each other. I'm Rick Cheddar. And this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.